When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Well, the Ravens are saying that they're going to win the Super Bowl this year because they win it every 12 years. So they won in 2000.
This is
and
like
then
this,
they won in 2012.
It's like when Dirt does this stupid even odd year thing for the Giants.
Well, guess what? It's now 2024. And by my count, that's 12 years.
Well, I do like the Ravens because I can't pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl because no team three-peats and just it doesn't happen. And if you're
Well, it hasn't happened.
It hasn't.
Doesn't mean it can happen.
Doesn't mean it can't.
That's what I meant.
Yeah.
Or that's what I said, but it didn't sound like it.
Oh, okay.
I promise you that's what I was thinking.
I knew what you were thinking. Yeah. I'm just not. Look, if you're asking me to bet on something that has never happened, I'm going to go ahead and say no. And if you're not saying the Chiefs, I thought the Ravens last year were the best team in football. And I still can't believe they lost that game. Shocking that they blew that thing with the worst game plan of all time. And if Zay Flowers just doesn't fumble, they should have won that game. So the offensive line scares me a bit for Baltimore, but it's the best collection of weapons that they've had. It's another year with Lamar having some security under his belt. I think that's a good pick. I think my other one, but like is Cincinnati. I mean, that division. And I think this way about the NFC too. Like if you're not picking the Niners, who are the best team, I think it's the Packers and the Lions, and they're both in the same division. I would say the same thing about Baltimore and Cincinnati.
Well, Lamar Jackson, I don't know who he told this to, Washington Post. Mm-hmm. He said that the loss to the Chiefs in the AFC title game should be blamed on his legs getting worn down from a long season.
Oh.
He said that after a summer practice that his legs were fresh and that if he had felt the same way at the end of the postseason, the Ravens would have beaten the Chiefs because his running ability would have been too much for their defense.
By the way, I don't think that's a silly thing, but this is the problem that we have with running quarterbacks. And we always have this problem. You look great for a period of time, but hits are an accumulative thing. They build up. And though he said he lost weight this year because he wanted to be faster, but losing weight, I would think, would kind of beat you up even more.
So here's his quote. He said, how I'm feeling right now, I wish I was feeling like this body-wise in the AFC Championship. We would have won the game. I would have been able to move around for my guys. With me just hurting and can't move, I know if my legs were good, we would have won that S.
Yeah.
We wouldn't have even had to throw the ball. F throwing the ball.
Mm.
That's his quote.
Well,
and of course, a lot of people are taking that and spinning that into, well, this is proof that you can't throw.
Yeah.
Because people like to run with that.
Well, the problem with it is he can throw the ball, but what makes Lamar special is his ability with his legs, because he's not a great thrower of the football. So in that Kansas City game, he was 20 of 37. It's 54%. He had one touchdown and one interception. That's not phenomenal. Just not.
He wasn't great.
He wasn't great. He had a quarterback rating of 75. So, and he had,
seemed rattled.
Yes.
And it seemed forced.
And he had 8 carries for 54 yards. Now, the previous week against Houston, remember that was a close game of the half and then they blew it open. He was 16 of 22. 2 touchdowns, no picks, but he had 11 carries for 100 yards. So, you know, there's a little bit of that, like, well, I mean,
And let me ask you something.
Go for it.
You being the football guy, and call me off the ball here if I'm if I need a yellow flag.
Sure,
throw it.
Yeah.
But you know, I get it. These guys are all banged up. Yeah. Obviously, that's understandable.
Season's long.
But don't they? I mean, like for other injuries, they go into the stupid tent and they shoot them up and they don't feel a damn thing and they go play and they deal with the consequences later.
Sure.
Is it weird that Lamar is saying that he physically could not run? I mean, that sounds like an excuse to me because you can run.
Yeah, and he did.
It's just a matter of, well, you said eight times. I'm sure they would have liked him to run more.
I mean, he averaged almost 7 yards a carry.
But it sounds to me like that's a little bit of a cop-out.
Yeah. So what I think what he's talking about, because I understand where you're going. First off, the notion that, you're all... People take painkillers. People take anti-inflammatories, the Toradol shots. Like, that's just... Look, if narcotics and NSAIDs didn't exist, the NFL wouldn't exist. It's just an ugly secret. Everyone's dealing with something. And you go through the entire camp. You play your preseason games, 17 regular season games, playoffs. There is no one that is healthy. There just isn't anyone. And so I think what he's talking about more so, it's not like... Okay, if I've got an MCL sprain, right? My knee's a little banged up. Okay, I could put a brace on it. I drug myself up a little bit. But when you are dealing with the wear and tear of a season and the amount of hits that he takes and running around, it's not even so much a injury as it is you just have too much wear on your tires. And at the end of the year, you just get beat up. And we see this all the time, which again goes back to my point of as much as I love Lamar Jackson, and it's the dual threat quarterback has always been something in the NFL that we love. We fall in love with it because when you can have a quarterback that runs, it changes the way you play defense against him. But what we have never really seen, with the exception of that 1 year that Jalen Hurts did it, and they lost in the Super Bowl, but it wasn't because of him. And Hurts is a freak. Like, he's built like a tank. Cam Newton was built like this too.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's one thing to be healthy in weeks five, you know, six and seven. It's a whole other thing to be healthy at the end of the year.
Okay, so I think I just misinterpreted what he's saying.
Yeah, he's not saying it's an individual thing.
Well, he's saying it's not that he can't run.
Yeah.
It's that when he runs, he's not the same.
Yes.
Okay.
And we see this all the time, like running backs receive, like guys just get beat up and worn down. And it's why the idea of putting more football, I don't love it. Because so much of who wins a Super Bowl, who wins a playoff game, is just a matter of who stays healthy. And I understand that's part of the game, but I think extending it, all it's going to do is beat guys up more and more. And like the Chiefs, the year they lost to the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl, obviously Tampa Bay beat their ass. But again, that was largely because both your tackles were hurt. You get to the end of the year and the healthier team and the team with the freshest legs is usually the one that goes on. And this is going to be something that Lamar will continue to have problems with. And every running quarterback will have problems with, unless you can stand in the pocket and throw the football. You are always going to struggle because at the end of the year, you are not the same player. And this goes for running backs too. This goes for Christian McCaffrey, goes for any of these guys. If you're a high use player in the NFL and you get to week 17 into the postseason, you are, I'm guessing on average, you are 25% less effective and explosive than you were in weeks 1 through 4.
That still doesn't quite answer like the game plan thing. Like,
it's the dumbest thing it's the most inexcusable thing to me that I've ever heard in my entire life.
But it sounds like Lamar is saying, well, I just wasn't the same running the ball. But that doesn't explain.
They didn't run with their backs.
Well, no, but it doesn't explain. Like, I would still take 50% Lamar Jackson running than not running.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get that he wasn't the same, but that doesn't mean you still shouldn't try your game plan.
Unless Lamar Jackson came to me and flat out said, I cannot do this.
Right.
I am telling him, hey, we're still going to pick our spots. And despite that, I want this, it's still the most mind-numbing thing. And how someone's head didn't roll over this, and they've never given an explanation for it. The number one rushing team in the NFL, the bullies of the block. Gus Edwards had 3 carries. Justice Hill had 3 carries. Your 2 backs on the number one rushing team had 6 carries in the most important game of their lives. 6. I'm sorry. That is embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing.
So maybe it was, you know, Lamar running 8 times. Wasn't that a lot
of those were scrambles though too. They're not designed.
Yeah.
Run, so,
right. Well, how many times does he run anyway? Like last season, if like peak Lamar Jackson, how many times are they?
You're probably getting anywhere from 4 to 5 design runs a game.
Yeah, so not that many.
Not that
many. So it really is more about, it's less about Lamar's legs and more about just why the hell you didn't run the ball with your backs.
Yeah. And the best part Lamar is that when things go south and the play doesn't work, you have the ultimate weapon of, hey man, take off and run. I think that's kind of what he's alluding to is
he couldn't.
He didn't feel like when stuff broke down, he didn't feel like he could take off. Remember, getting around the corner and avoiding those guys. I mean, there's heat-seeking missiles out there, and you know that if you're not feeling well and your legs are tight and you just don't feel explosive,
you're going to get drilled.
Yeah, and it's probably one of those things in the back.
And you want to stay in the game.
You want to stay in the game.
I get it. All right, well, anyway, forget that. They lost. Fast forward to tonight, I'm watching the pregame ceremony here, the national anthem. And by the way, yes, the Chiefs' uniforms look highlighter pink to me.
Hmm.
And they do on your TV, too.
Okay.
Also, Travis Kelce has aged 30 years year.
He's got a weird haircut, mustache thing.
What's going on with him?
I think he may have dyed his hair, too.
Looks old.
It's weird.
The stash.
Maybe the stash.
It ages you.
I got to tell you, I think that would be a main reason why I don't know about... I mean, like, Kansas City returns basically their entire defense.
Yeah.
Which was number 2 in scoring last year behind Baltimore. And they were young. I mean, that is just... And Mahomes and Reed, it's like, damn, that... How do you beat them? So I'm inclined to say they could three-peat and will three-peat, but the Travis Kelce thing worries me. Like, that guy...
He did not look good.
No, and he's not... Father Time is catching up to him, yep. And if they don't have him peak Travis... Well, they already don't have him peak Travis, but, Travis, but if he slips even further this year, I think that's a real problem for
Well, remember,
Mahomes.
And one of the big things that he did is come the postseason, he got on some Toradol or whatever the hell he was on. He got on some of that T-Swizzle, and it looked like the Travis Kelce of old. But I do think that when you look at this offense, I'm not certain what Kelce will bring to the table, because when you fall off in the NFL, sometimes you fall off hard. But you got another year of Rashee Rice, who was kind of broke out in the second half of the season. You got Hollywood Brown, if he can stay healthy. And then you went out and spent your first-round pick on Xavier Worthy. So at least there's some – I mean, it's not proven out there right now necessarily, but you got some – Oh, and you re-signed Juju Smith-Schuster, who was good for you.
So, I like all of that.
Yeah.
But Kelce is a different animal.
He is a different animal. He makes the offense go.
Yep. He is the guy.
Yeah.
And he was even the guy when Tyreek Hill was there.
Yeah.
So that's a big one.
Well, and keep an eye too, because Juwan Taylor was not very good last year, and then they've got the Kingsley guy, the BYU tackle. They've got a rookie starting out there at left tackle. So I don't know. Keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on what you're dealing with here, because as we mentioned in the Super Bowl, their downfall was tackle play, and you're lying on a rookie and someone that, I don't know, it isn't necessarily a dominant force out there. So keep an eye on that.
Well, they're getting underway in about 10 minutes. Most of us who dislike dry humping and for that reason don't watch preseason football get to see the new kickoffs tonight. That I'm excited about that.
I don't think you should be.
Why not? Because you like dry humping and you've seen the
kickoff. I love it. Come on, BYU guy.
So what is your impression of the new kickoff?
I think that the very first time that someone breaks one, even for like a 15-yard gain, the rest of the kicks are going right into the end zone.
And then where do they get it?
30.
Okay.
Almost all the data right now from the preseason and all the XFL crap or the UFL, wherever they got this crap from, remember the combined leagues now, the average starting spot is somewhere between like the 24 and the 27, right? Like, that's just the way it is. So if you feel at all like you're, and almost never, by the way, like it pinning someone inside like the 20, it's pretty rare. At least that's what the numbers have shown so far. So the first time someone has any sort of success taking one, why is the special teams coach, wouldn't I just turn to my kicker and be like, hey, dumbass, that thing goes 9 yards deep into the end zone every time. And then you sacrifice, three extra yards instead of putting the ball in the 27, you're putting on the 30. So I honestly think that this is going to be a bit of a nothing burger. I may be wrong, but that's my prediction. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.